100.7 WHUD. Good morning. It's 8:46.
All right. And from Gloucester, England, we have Nathan Sykes, formerly of The Wanted. Good morning.
Hi, Mike and Casey.
Hello, Nathan Sykes. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm very well. How are you? Good to speak to you. You all right?
Yeah, we're doing great. Thanks for calling in.
No, thank you so much for having us.
We're playing your new song. There's Only One You is kind of an interesting take on things. What inspired this song?
Yeah, well, can I just say for a start, thank you so much for the incredible support. I know you guys are so supportive, so thank you so much. And the song is inspired by that moment. Just after a relationship has ended, where you want to move on, you want to look at all the amazing things in life, but at the end of the day, you still have that connection, you still have that care and that love for somebody. So you're kind of torn between wanting to move on and wanting to be with this person who you're obviously no longer with.
Nathan, is this song about anybody we know?
Well, I don't know. It depends if you've been going through my phone book. I do write songs about experiences that I've had. But what I will say is that I think if I do start saying who the songs are written about, then it kind of takes away from the song and will distract people from making their own connection with my songs, which is what I like people to do. I like people to find their own connection with my lyrics and relate it to their experiences. So I think if I start directly telling everybody what the situation is, then I think it might take away slightly from their own interpretation of the song.
Yeah, we want to leave it to people's imagination, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, the new album is Unfinished Business. You know, it seems self-explanatory. Yeah. You feel like you've just kind of scratched the surface, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I've had some amazing times so far in my career, and I'm very so fortunate and so grateful for all the experiences that I've had. I feel like I've done a lot for an artist at the age of 23, which is really cool to be able to say. But at the same time, I feel that with this debut solo album, I think this is just the beginning of what I really, really hope is going to be a long career.
Some say our love was just made of words, but I could write a book about how much it hurts. It's not our fault life got in the way, and now just a stranger I knew yesterday. They say there's one chance you get, they say there's one life you live, but there's only one you. Don't wanna think about it right now. I'll put this love in a bag.